Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about Sandra Mobley being our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, but not for long. We'll get her back. She's got more to teach us. Sandy is the CEO of the Learning Advantage Leadership, Inc. Did I say that right, Sandy? Give us the...
It's Learning Advantage, and the website is learningadvantageinc.com.
There you go. That's it. The book is called Juicy Work, and she's using the juicy as a metaphor for joy, for happiness, for fulfillment, for those kinds of things, right? Right, Sandy?
Exactly. It's like you bite into a juicy peach, and all your senses come alive.
And
how work should be.
In order to do... To have that, your employees, folks, if they're going to be juicy at work, they have to do their part. Number one, they have to be doing a job that they want to do. But then we have our parts, don't we, Sandy? We have to create an environment and a culture where people want to be engaged, where they want to do their job, and they want to come to work. That's on us, isn't it?
It is. Having a clear vision and being very clear about what you expect from the employees so they know what good performance looks like is very important.
And that's something that small business owners are not really good at. We're not as good at communicating that kind of thing because it's not always in even all that crystallized in our head. And a lot of small businesses, you know, they wing it. And that's okay for us sometimes, because we're the ones who have to get ourselves out of a jam if we get into it. But that's not good for an employee. Is the same the relationship if that employee works for a big company, where they've got all kinds of resources devoted to vision and culture and everything, it's the same. They want the same experience working for you as they have for that big company. It's not. Just because you're a small business doesn't mean that they don't still want that direction from you, right?
Exactly.
And so how do we make that happen?
Well, when you bring new employees on board, even before you bring them on board, being clear about what your business mission is, what's important to you, and what you value helps that employee know if it's going to be a good fit. So if you say, what we really care about, high quality and doing things right, then that tells the employee, don't phone it in, don't be slipshod.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say we really care about the customer, you have to model that behavior. If you're not showing your respect for the customer and your respect for the employee, they won't treat the customer any better than they're being treated.
If your words, your website, your taglines, your advertising extol the brilliance of your service, and they see you cutting corners to save a nickel and thinking transaction and not relationship, that's not building a juicy environment, is it?
No. And people do what they see, not what they hear.
Yep, that's true.
Just like his parents, what
and
we
custom,
tell kids.
Customers do the same thing, you know.
And we all know it's much easier to retain a good customer than go out and get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the right thing by your customers matters.
So do you recommend, I know you think it's a great idea for small business CEOs to have coaches, and I do too. I agree with that. But do you recommend that we be coaches for our employees to see how they're doing with this?
Absolutely, because when you coach an employee, you help them find their own answers rather than always telling them what to do. And that's very motivating and engaging.
That's a really good point. you're leading them to conclusions, not giving them conclusions.
Right. And I've always hired people who are self-starters and very motivated. If I tell them everything to do, then it sucks the life out of them. If I give them the general goal and let them run with it, they're far more engaged.
There's a thing going on right now in the marketplace that's pretty unusual, I think. We've got more diverse generations in the marketplace right now than ever before. And if you're a higher end of the baby boomer generation business owner, your hiring, onboarding, engagement world is a lot different than it was 20 years ago. What do you think, Sandy?
I think that's somewhat true because I hear younger kids say, I can stay home with my parents and make more money than I would make at a McDonald's.
Yeah, if they actually would do that, though. That's the question.
Yeah,
that sounds good. They actually pull it off. That's the question, right?
That's true.
But I'm just saying, you know, I wasn't, you and I weren't really that much different from our parents. But millennials are a lot different from baby boomers. I'm not saying that's good or bad. Uh-huh. I'm just saying they're different.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they do care about making a difference.
They're going to be attracted to your book, the millennials, folks. So if you see one of your employees reading her book, Sandy's book, Juicy Work, you probably better find out what they're up to. Give us the website again. Tell us where the book's available, Sandy.
At Amazon.
All right, Juicy Work, and Sandra Mobley, Mobley. Hey, Sandra, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Sandy Mobley, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.